Restoring My Soul. Wednesday, the 17th of May. The Gospel of God. The Gospel of God is the message through which the covenant life and fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is extended to us as an everlasting covenant. This is their desire for the sons and daughters of men to be born of their divine life and joined to their own fellowship forever. When a person receives the Gospel of God proclaimed to them from the fellowship of a presbytery, they are caused to behold this stunning expression of God's love towards mankind. The Apostle John, writing as part of an Agalos presbytery, directed his readers to this great truth, saying, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children, that is, sons of God." A son of God is not a person who merely believes in God. Rather, it describes a son or daughter of man who has been born again of the life of God and abides in the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with their brethren in Christ. They have a share in the divine nature now. Again, we note the words of John, who said, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Evidently, eternal life is not a future reward that belongs to those who live a good life prior to their death. Nor is it the future possession of those who are sovereignly predestined to eternal salvation, as some theological traditions have asserted. Through his parables, Jesus was quite clear that the glory of one's eternal citizenship in the age to come depends upon the extent to which the life of God, which they receive through new birth, is multiplied by offering in this age. The references used in today's devotions are 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4, and Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 to 30. For further study, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.